Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Good morning, Oregon. It's Wednesday, March 22nd. This is Teresa Mahoney with a news briefing from The Oregonian and Oregon Live. Rent restrictions funded by expiring tax credits will evaporate for dozens of apartment complexes by the end of the decade, and some have already expired. That means subsidies that have kept apartment communities affordable have started to spike to market rates. And for some tenants, especially those with fixed incomes, that's a budget-busting increase. So a bill is making its way through the Oregon House of Representatives that could offer some help for tenants. House Bill 3042 would temporarily limit rent increases on properties after they age out of affordability protections and require more notice for tenants who might soon lose their affordable rents. House Bill 3042 aims to give tenants in those properties more time before big rent increases take effect. Oregon motorcyclists may soon be allowed to slip between stopped or slow-moving lanes of traffic under a bill that passed in the Senate with nearly unanimous support Tuesday. Senate Bill 422 would permit what's called lane filtering for motorcyclists, allowing them to drive between cars that are stopped or going 10 miles per hour or less. It's limited to roads with speed limits of 50 miles per hour or less and with two lanes going the same direction. It passed the Senate 27-2. Oregon law would still prohibit motorcyclists from driving on road shoulders, the center line between opposite directions of traffic, or in highway work zones. The bill will move on to the Oregon House of Representatives, where it has a first reading on Wednesday. According to the Associated Press, Oregon-based battery parts producer Entek plans to invest $1.5 billion in a new manufacturing campus in Indiana and create 642 jobs by the end of 2027, officials announced Tuesday. The company said the investment will support the growing electric vehicle industry in Indiana. Entek, which is based in Lebanon, makes battery separators for lithium-ion battery manufacturers. Plans for the project include four buildings, totaling 1.4 million square feet. Entek CEO Larry Keith said available land and community were key in the decision to locate to the city. Bagel fans rejoice. A new bagel shop is opening in Kornblatt's Delicatessen in Northwest Portland. And it's one that locals might already know. Henry Higgins Boiled Bagels, the same bagels Kornblatt's already uses, plans to replace the 32-year-old Northwest Portland deli as soon as May 1st. That's according to Henry Higgins owner Leah Orndoff. In addition to wholesale clients such as Kornblatt's, Henry Higgins operates three bagel shops on Portland's east side. Kornblatt's was Portland's oldest Jewish deli and opened in 1991 next to Escape from New York Pizza. Thanks for listening. You can support our local journalism by subscribing to Oregon Live. Go to oregonlive.com/podsupport.